Minister Bellingham, you're here attending a meeting on Somalia here in Rome. The British government has a particular interest in the situation there against the backdrop of yet another anti-Christian attack in Kenya, in that region over the weekend, which was roundly condemned by the Holy See. What are your concerns and what are your proposals that the British government would like to put into this meeting?
First of all, I certainly condemn those appalling attacks in northern Kenya, one of which was on a Catholic church, and it really is completely and totally unacceptable, that type of religious ethnic violence. Now, of course, it's the result of what's been going on in Somalia, which for many, many years has been a completely fractured state. And what the London conference was all about was galvanising and acting as a catalyst to the political process. And I think we're now seeing really, really good progress in terms of what's happening on the ground, and the political side of the situation is now looking much more encouraging. And the conference in Rome this week, the International Contact Group on Somalia conference, is hopefully going to really reinvigorate that political process so that we see an end to the transition in August and we see new political structures.
You're talking about signs of hope. We don't see too many of them, particularly through the media. What kind of signs of hope are you really talking about?
I think there are really five really important signs of hope. I think, first of all, there are now a number of areas in Somalia that have been opened up by the military, by AMISOM. These were areas that were controlled by the Shabab before. First of all, Mogadishu, of course, which a few months back was almost entirely in the hands of the Shabab. There are other parts of the country that have been opened up now. And the most important thing is to make sure that those military victories are then followed up by development, so the peace is won as well. I think the second point I'd mention is that there is a huge amount of interest in the political process in Somalia. The transition comes to an end in August, and we now have a mechanism in place for setting up a new parliament, which will elect a new government. And hopefully that new parliament, that new government, will be more inclusive and more representative of all parts of Somalia. So those areas that have been opened up as a result of the military successes, they will have representation in the parliament and they will have, hopefully, some representation in the new government. So that's very, very encouraging. I think the third thing I'd mention, which is most important, was a great deal of international appetite for putting money into development programmes, large and small. So the Somali people, I think, will have the support of the international community, the Western donors, the Gulf, for example, and many other organisations want to play a constructive part in Somalia's future. I think the fourth point I'd mention, where the UK has played a prominent part, and where indeed the London conference, I think, was very helpful and constructive, was around piracy. Because piracy, not only does it prey on international shipping, but it also, it's been corrupting communities along the coast. And finding a solution to piracy, both at sea and on shore, is very important. And we are making really significant progress on that part of the agenda as well. So without wanting to be ridiculously optimistic, I'm cautiously optimistic about Somalia's future. And I think that that's come about through the efforts of a lot of different countries.